I've been fortunate enough to live with and be around some fine graphic artists in my life. And this poem, Epiphany, was written with one of them in mind. She was a painter, and she sculpted, and she drew, and but her love was working with stone. And so she became the model for my my poem. The actual event in the poem is an act of imagination. But I wanted to explore that piece of work that isn't quite finished, and you set it to the side, and then something strikes you, and you have the inspiration to finish it. That's sort of what this poem's about. Epiphany. A statue that a statue maker never finished stood in the corner of a workshop room and began to smile every day. She watched the statue maker begin her work in clay and then shape the finished stone. At night, she watched the other statues play. Now this model had been created with a feeling that just wouldn't go away. And though she never seemed to grow, some things seemed to change. It was in a burst of enthusiasm. The sculptor brought her to the sandbox and lay her down gently so that she looked the other way. And she was completed so quickly that before she had anything to say, she was done. And some questions went away. She looked around with certainty. She knew she'd come of age. This statue, who now stretched her arms to the side as her hair tumbled down in a cascade, looked straight at her maker with both eyes wide and saw in whose image she was made. She filled with a pride that nearly cracked through her sides, and with a look that was reflected in her gaze, the sculptor held her high and began to smile. But for a moment, the smile went away. They looked into each other's eyes and said, "I could love you."